From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Osier. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has pledged additional manpower and funding to help St. Louis and St. Louis County fight a wave of violent crime. Rachel Lippman has more.
Starting October 1st, members of the Missouri State Highway Patrol will join a variety of task forces that focus on violent crime. They'll also be deployed along the city's highways in what Parson calls surges. A total of 25 troopers are involved. This is not the first time troopers have been a part of crime-fighting efforts. They patrolled in the city limits between July 2017 and March of last year as part of former Governor Eric Greitens' so-called St. Louis Safety Plan. Parson says he believes these new patrols will have an impact.
We're working with the federal and the state and the county and the city to really making sure we utilize them resources where they need to go.
Parson also announced he would direct $2 million of state funding to victims of crime in St. Louis. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Missouri health officials have reported the state's first vaping-related death. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services announced yesterday a man in his mid-40s died of an illness associated with the use of e-cigarettes. Health officials say lung samples taken from the Mercy St. Louis patient determined the death was related to vaping. They say the man's lungs were functioning normally before he started using e-cigarettes in May. The health department has received 22 reports of possible vaping-related pulmonary illnesses since late August. Seven of the cases, including the first death, have been confirmed. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright spoke at Westminster College in Fulton this week. She says trade disputes, climate change, and Russia's Vladimir Putin are challenging issues facing today's democracies. KBIA's Isabel Lohman has more.
Albright drew parallels between 1920s isolationism, which downplayed fascism, and today's nationalism. She says those who embrace an anti-globalization attitude were wrong in the past and are wrong now. Albright also criticized President Donald Trump's treatment of immigrants.
There are no easy answers, but of one thing I am sure. The situation is not helped when politicians try to advance their careers by suggesting that most migrants are terrorists and rapists, or that families fleeing persecution and war are less than human.
Albright was born in what was then Czechoslovakia. She gave the John Finley Green Foundation lecture at Westminster College, where Winston Churchill delivered his Iron Curtain speech in 1946. For KBIE News, I'm Isabel Lohman.
A federal judge's order blocking Missouri's 20-week abortion ban from taking effect will remain in place while the state appeals. Dan Margulies has more.
Judge Howard Sachs denied the state's request to let parts of the law take effect. He blocked the gestational ban last month pending a trial. The Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis, Missouri's only remaining abortion provider, had challenged the constitutionality of the ban, which would have prohibited most pre-viability abortions in Missouri. Missouri argued that the clinic had no legal standing to challenge the law on behalf of its patients, but Sachs disagreed. I'm Dan Margulies.
I'm Sam Mosier. KBIA News, Columbia.